awesome job today. Matt Cutts' TED Talk, Try Something New for 30 Days, is a fun reminder that big changes often start with small experiments. When I was younger, I heard people say, it takes 21 days to form a habit. But in recent years, research shows it actually takes a little longer, closer to 2 months, for a habit to fully stick. Still, I think 30 days is the perfect place to begin. It's long enough to feel meaningful, but short enough that it doesn't feel overwhelming. Like Matt says, you don't need a huge plan. You just need to try something new for 1 month and see what happens. One thing I love about his story is how 30-day challenges made his life more memorable and boosted his confidence. He started with simple challenges like taking a picture every day, and those small wins eventually led him to do things he never imagined, like biking to work or climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. That's the power of consistency. Tiny actions add up. For your English learning journey, this mindset is especially helpful. You don't need to study for hours every day. Even 5 minutes of journaling, one short podcast, or learning one useful phrase a day can create real momentum over time. If you want to start forming new habits, keep it simple. Choose something small, specific, and realistic. Something you can definitely do every day. For example, write one English sentence each day. Listen to 1 minute of English audio. Or learn one phrase and use it in a conversation. The key is consistency, not perfection. And once the 30 days are over, you'll either have a new habit or a clear idea of what you want to try next. What is one small thing you'll try to add to your life for the next 30 days? Come and share with us in the Hoppa School community. Have an awesome day, and I will catch you again tomorrow. Take it easy. Peace.